Attention Slang Corner audience, and it's sad when I have to do this. But some members of our audience do not understand how this show works, so I'm going to give you a crash course before we open the doors. Our show is for alcoholics and drug users, but we accept casual drinkers and smokers also. Number 2, do the drug of your favorite choice before you take your seat. We are not responsible for drinks coming out of your mouth or choking on that blunt due to laughter. We're clean, but we throw hard punches, homies, and fly honeys. Hey, are you listening, Whitey? And number 3, it's not wise to heckle our comedians on stage. We may have to hit you with a cow prod. Thank you and enjoy the show. That stolen bottle of Hennessy is ready to be cracked, and that blunt is looking for a lighter. And that could only mean it's time for the Slang Corner Comedy Show, where we kick it hardcore and keep it real, funny with the homies and fly honeys in the ghettos, and Whitey hangs with us too. So get ready for the comedy assault, because tonight we're in Trenton, New Jersey, at the Digital Jersey Shore Comedy Club. Now, here's your host. He's the man responsible for this whole darn show and keeps our comedians together. All the way from across the pond, it's the MC himself, English Dope.
Hello, City of New Jersey. It's nice to be in your state tonight, and we have a great show for you. Tony Laughington is here along with the funny Sarah Giggles, and of course, Vinny the funny gangster, along with Mr. Devil who just won't go home. He's becoming a regular on our show, and it's Hell New Jersey. But let's start off with some shout-outs, shall we, homies and fly honeys? Okay. Here we go. Shout out to my boy, Folgers. See, when we were running from the cops, I didn't push you. You were sagging, so I grabbed your pants. Man, you look funny going to jail. Okay. This one goes out to my main man, Duncan D. Your girl is something. You know she dropped a dime on you so I could have sex with her? When you out in 3 to 5, you should talk to her about that, homie. Okay. This shout-out goes out to my white boy, Pete C. I was just joking with those homies on the corner when I told them you were a racist. But when you get out of traction, bro, we'll hook up. And I got to a big shout-out to my girl, Sanka. You a hoe. And I'm not going on Maury Skank. Anyway, this shout goes to my ninja, McCafe. Dog, you looked funny falling down the stairs during that home burglary. And I didn't push you. I kicked your feet from under you. Dog, one of us had to get away. And 3 years in Leavenworth is not that long. Lift some weights, dude. And of course, my lovely kumquat, Starbucks. Look, I don't know anybody named Sanka. Moving along, shout out to my Fly Guy Nest Cafe. Sanko is cheating on you, doggy dog. And this one goes out to my ace spoon goon kicking horse. I was only joking with immigration, homeboy. Did they really deport you to Mexico? I thought you lived on a reservation, dude. Oh, it's almost over. Shout out to my dude Death Wish. Death Row must be entertaining. I hear you're up tonight, doggy dog. Light up the room like a Christmas tree, homie. To my fly boy, Maxwell Hauser. I didn't tell your dealer you were a snitch. He asked, dog. And finally, my fly honey, Caribou. Honey, I swear, I don't know any Sanka or Starbucks. Thank you, New Jersey. Enjoy your night, and our comedians.
Comedy alert, comedy alert. Coming up on stage, this comedian is the gangster of love, with his refrigerator. New Jersey, please welcome Vinny the Funny Gangster.
Well, hello out there tonight. How you doing, Jersey? Is Jersey Shore finally over? I'm kidding. No, really. But anyway, it's really nice to be on the East Coast, folks, and I missed you. Okay, I'm lying. All right, folks, I'm going to start off with New Jersey as one of the greatest gangsters to come from the Garden State, and he put Jersey on the map, folks. He rode around the neighborhood, cigar clenched in his mouth, and had a blue moon in his eye. Yeah, he even was head of the family out here. You know who I'm talking about, right? I shouldn't even have to say his name, but I will. It's Vinny Ocean. And you fought Tony Soprano. Trust me, folks. If you're not from Jersey, that one probably slipped right past you. Seriously, I miss coming out here. Oh! I actually stopped off in the neighborhood and said hi to Doug and Carrie Heffernan, and I hope that one didn't slip by you. Because if it did, you may not be from Jersey, folks. You know, once I got down here, the five families called me and said don't start messing with New Jersey, understand? The last thing we need is a bunch of Jersey comedians coming across the bridge. Here's a zinger. Do you why you can't find the garden in New Jersey? Because Jimmy Hoffa is there, folks. But, you know, while in the neighborhood, I ran into a couple of Jersey gangsters today, and I asked them who taught you how to be gangsters instead of farmers. They said that's easy. Tony Soprano. Boy, I bet when Vinny Ocean meets these guys, they'll both be on the back of milk cartons, folks. And the funny thing is, New Jersey, you really do have the Sopranos. Now New York. Well, we got Goodfellas. And here's my last one. Did you know Mr. Devil tried to buy the New Jersey Devils? Yeah, I was there. He was like, what do you mean, no? They're perfect like the Yankees. Ouch. I may not make it across the bridge on that one, folks. Somebody explain to me, how is it Jersey only has the New Jersey Devils? What? You don't like baseball, folks. You know, if you had a baseball team, you wouldn't be forced to be Yankee or Met fans, folks. And what about football? You don't like football, New Jersey. Well, I kind of understand. I mean, the Jets in the Meadowlands and the New York Giants have something in common. They both suck, folks. But don't worry. New Jersey and New York will suffer together. Only we get the worst part because the Jets are from New York, too. Thank God you only borrow them. And what's wrong with basketball? Is Jersey trying to bring the Nats back or something? But seriously, folks, I hear marijuana is illegal out here, and let me tell you something. When you're limited to just legal alcohol, there's no other choice but to become an alcoholic and have to go to AA meetings. Marijuana, you become a habitual smoker, not an addict. And boy, food is like the only source you care about. Your fridge is like, hey Vinny, I got a cool bologna sandwich in here. You know you want it, and this last one. Alcohol creates alcoholics, which creates Alcoholics Anonymous. Marijuana creates the munchies, jokes, ideas, skits, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, not necessarily the news, SCTV, and more. Those are old school comedies, by the way. Oh, and when you smoke, you even get those out of the Blue Einstein moments. And trust me, that's the best thing for a comedian, folks. And if it's good for goofs like us, it's good for goofs in New Jersey, I'll tell you that. Oh, hold on. My phone is ringing. Hello? Okay, hold on. It's the five families, folks. They're saying you need to stop Vinny. Because we just caught Jersey comedians crossing the bridge. New Jersey, you're a great crowd tonight, and I can tell. You can take cheap shots. And if you can't laugh at your state and yourself, there's seriously something wrong with you folks. When I say the best thing about New Jersey is the garbage, that's not saying go hump yourself. It's just saying garbage is the best thing you have. Sure, folks, it's a cold zinger, but admit it, you laughed. And that's my point. When you laugh, the jerk in you leaves, and you have a good time. And this brings me to this. I had one heckler in Detroit tell me your jokes suck, so I retorted at least I got jokes. All you got is drunk. Yeah, he was pretty ticked off, folks. So now I got a mad drunk sitting front stage, and he's starting to eyeball me. So I said, how is it you can stare at me with those goofy, beady crossed eyes? Are you even sure you're staring at me? Now, this set off the alcohol in him, and he says I'll meet you in the parking lot. So I said, why? Are you looking to get on your knees and whistle Dixie on my ding-dong? He wasn't a happy folks, but he shut up. Finally, I finished my set almost. Almost. Now this guy is like I got friend's buddy, so I said yeah. And it's too bad they left you here by yourself. Finally, he's like you don't know who you're talking to. I said yeah, I do. A drunk, but he was a good sport, New Jersey. He was actually waiting in the parking lot, so I decided to give him an old-fashioned New Jersey X whipping. Suddenly the five families called me and said next time you do it New York style, understand? Okay, New Jersey, and this is my last one tonight. Did you know I got a call from Kid Rock? Yeah, the five families beeped in, saying he's not in Jersey, is he? If he is telling to go to New York, I'm kidding. Anyway, Kid Rock is like, hey Vinny, I don't like the way you talked about Detroit. And tell Mr. Devil Ted Nugent isn't happy either. So I was like, how the hell did you get this number? So Kid said to me, Ted and I help keep Michigan on the map. I retorted, what? And Arbor can't do it herself. You know, I wish I wouldn't have said that, because he was pretty mad, folks. So he's like, we worked really hard getting our music together. Suddenly the five families beeped in again and said, how the hell do people keep getting this number? Finally, Kid Rock says the city of Detroit will never be the same again after your goofy comedy show, full of dorks. So I got mad, folks. So I said, how is it you went from making platinum albums to barely making gold? And how is it you went from a rock god to a country bumpkin? There was silence, folks. Suddenly Ted Nugent beeped in and said, how the hell did you get this number? Good night, New Jersey. You were a wonderful crowd tonight. Oh, and buy my CD. Because I could really use the money. Good night, folks.
Sponsor. Fly Boy Skeezer and Yamp Nightclub. Say homie. Fly Honey not giving it up. You need a skank or yamp for the night. We'll check Fly Boy Skeezer and Yamp Nightclub. That's right. Get a young tramp or dirty skeezer of your choice and complimentary condoms to go with that hoe. You'll have a fun time in our personal hoe rooms with free champagne to get you drunk and in the mood. And Fly Boy's policy is the same as Vegas, so you don't have to worry about Fly Honey later. And the free STD test before you leave makes sure you don't pass anything to her either. So come on down to Fly Boy's Skeezer and Yamp Nightclub. You'll be glad you did. Comedy alert, comedy alert. Coming up to the stage, he's the Sultan of Sin, the Grand Poobah of soul stealing, and he used to reside in hell. Please welcome the one, the only, Mr. Devil.
It's nice to be in Trenton, New Jersey. I'm Mr. Devil. And I got to say, I know a lot of gangsters burning in hell right now, and I see a couple more in this crowd on their way. Now don't get up. Just sit there and enjoy the show. It could be your last one. Anyway, did you hear about Tony Soprano? Yeah, he didn't go to hell. I'm so pissed. I got Christopher and his dad Dickie. I feel like I got ripped off on this deal, New Jersey. By the way, tell Furio it's okay to bang Carmella now. You left New Jersey. I like that. Oh, and let me say this about Jimmy Hoffa. You mobsters really did a good job because even I can't find him. I thought you'd like that one and I got mob jokes because I hear them from the mobsters burning in hell. Oh, hold on a second, New Jersey. Sir? You? Yes, you. You in the black shirt, wearing the gold chain. Black is a favorite color of mine. You're going to end up in a trunk after the show, and probably on the back of a milk carton too. I'll see you in hell shortly. Now back to the show. I recently saw a couple comedians from New Jersey go across the bridge. Guess where they ended up, and it's not New York. You know, I actually went to hell to see if everything was okay to the point where I could reside again. No. The first thing I noticed when I got there was a sign saying Delta Alpha Hell Fraternity. I said to myself, oh God, what the hell did they do now? And I apologize for getting religious, but these hoodlums, I swear, New Jersey. They piss me off. But anyway, I go inside, and if you caught my act in Chicago, the first thing I see are those damn hooker girls. One hooker approached me and said, "Hey honey, how about I blow your ding-dong until your head spins like in The Exorcist?" Personally, this is why I didn't kill those idiot girls in Chicago. Anyways, I go in the living room and the first thing I said was, "Oh, don't tell me they're playing beer pong." And why is that ping pong lodged in that hoodlum's rectum? Oh, you wouldn't believe it, New Jersey. These hoodlums were using their bung holes as cannons, seeing who can get the ping pong in the furthest cup. One hoodlum actually slapped both of his friend's butt cheeks, and I got to admit, it was a hell of a shot. So I decide to head into the kitchen, and the first thing I said was, "Jesus." They actually got a hold of beer. And again, I don't mean to get religious, but damn it, man. These hoodlums got a keg of ice sitting in my sink, and they're putting a funnel in their mouths while another pours in each one. The one hoodlum from Chicago was like, "Dude, I found the beer. You want a drink, bro?" I said, "How about I stick that funnel up your bung hole and pour that keg into it until it comes out of your mouth?" He said, "Bro, I love it," and he actually got on all fours. Thank you, New Jersey, I love the garden in your hellhole. Oh. I'll be taking souls after the show. You gangsters can get up now.
Sponsor: Hardcore Corey's cell phone and witness tracking shop. Hey Fly Honey, Hobie got you running in circles because of his undercover lover. We'll come on down to Hardcore Corey's cell phone and witness tracking shop. We'll hook you and Fly Guy up with your favorite phone, no matter what the cost. iPhones, LG, Samsung, Google Pixel, and more. And the SIM card is actually a tracking device, so you know where Fly Guy is at all times. And the tracking also allows you to catch up with his undercover lover and beat that axe home girl. So swing by Hardcore Corey's cell phone and witness tracking shop and bring homie with you. You'll be glad you did. Comedy alert, comedy alert. Coming up to the stage, this comedian is pretty awesome and still won't hook me up with fun girl. She already knows I sleep in a bed by the river. New Jersey, please welcome the funny Sarah Giggles.
Hello, New Jersey. Did anybody ask Mr. Devil if... Hello, New Jersey. Did anybody ask Mr. Devil if Adriana La Serva was in hell with Christopher too? How are you all doing tonight? Well, let me get going by saying, do men love their car more than their girlfriend? Let's talk about it, ladies. Jersey boys, fun girl would just call you an idiot and then the joke would be over, but I thought I would funky you up a little. First sign, ladies, like my boyfriend, is the moment he looks at it. It's love at first sight. Question, do you know what love at first sight was when he met me? It wasn't my eyes, ladies, because I wasn't facing him. And the staring is almost the same with a car. We call it drooling. Anyway, the second sign is the caressing of the car itself. I mean, ladies, he does it so well, you wish he'd spend that much time in the bedroom. Usually it's, wham bam, thank you honey, I'll get you on the next round. That's when he meets Fistina for the week. Anyway, he'll spend so much time you actually get jealous after he says, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And his handprints on the car are totally different than the ones he leaves on my body. It's usually two spots, ladies, and his face goes in one also. Well, I like to mark my man like a dog marks a fire hydrant. But anyway, you should see him toss salad. Ladies, don't worry, he's kitty whipped and embarrassed right now. Look, that's him over at the table in the corner. See him? Wave, honey. Yes, I trained you good. No, I'm kidding, hon, I love you. Oh, after the show, are you in the mood for a salad tonight? But, moving forward, ladies, the third sign is when he gets to the hood. It's almost like stripping a lady down and seeing her naked for the first time, and it's an instant hard-on. Ladies, no foreplay necessary. And the saddest part is he automatically becomes kitty-whipped, and it should make you mad, because it took me weeks to get him that way. And this car did it in mere minutes. So now, I'm like, who do you love? Me or the damn car? My boyfriend? Well, it's like, honey, you don't have bucket seats and a kick-axe radio. Remember Fistina, ladies, and a good aluminum baseball bat. Okay, New Jersey, I need your help here. Fun girl and I actually wrote this joke in the back on English Dope's blunt papers because your restroom is out of toilet paper. Anyway, ladies, we want your opinion. And tell your man, shut up or no kitty cat. Oh, I'm kidding, Jersey boys, I can already see Jersey girls have you kitty whipped. Anyways, here's how it goes. Ladies, if you have brains, use them. Because men like the ones without. How else do you come up with the term airhead? And let's talk. A woman with brains knows some men are dogs. Now a woman without brains will think I said men like dogs. Now a woman with brains will understand some men are really wolves in sheep's clothing. A woman without brains will think I said men like wolf and sheep clothing. Oh, it gets worse. Okay, a woman with brains will know some men don't use condoms. A woman without brains will think I said men don't abuse pajamas. I know. Now, a woman with brains knows some men are only interested in big ones and acts. Now a woman without brains will think I said men are only interested in bitcoins and cash. Ladies, let's round this up. If you're a woman who thinks that men like dogs, like wolf and sheep clothing, don't abuse pajamas, and are only interested in bitcoins and cash, that's not brains in your head. That's air. Thank you, New Jersey. I'm Sarah Giggles. Love you and enjoy your night.
Sponsor: Johnny Dog's Mobile Gangster Cleaning Company. Homie, is burglary worth the time in jail? Don't want to miss Fly Honey and Lil G at the school play? Well, in a dark alley, make conversation with Johnny Dog's Mobile Gangster Cleaning Company. Yes, Johnny Dog's Mobile Gangster Cleaning Company will make sure the crib you staked out is clean, inside and out. And Johnny Dog's Mobile Gangster Cleaning Company promises you that no stone will be left unturned. He'll even go low enough to take the welcome mat too. And the high-tech police scanner lets us know when the coast is clear. So call now and get a bonus letter for your victim saying, trust me, bro, you had nice spit. So come on down to Johnny's Mobile Gangster Cleaning Company today. Comedy alert, comedy alert. Our final comedian coming up to the stage is a fly guy who likes to get so high he can scrape the sky. Please welcome that funny truckie himself, Toby Lappington.
Well, hello, New Jersey, and how are you tonight? I hear Butchie runs Jersey now. And if you're supposed to be farmers, where are the cows? Oh, I'm kidding. Anyway, I was smoking the other day and it popped in my head. And it was crazy, the way I like it. Are you ready for this one, New Jersey? What if Roswell was caused by a stupid alien? And let's get into this. Maybe this alien just got their driver's license and wasn't quite familiar with the galaxy. Maybe this alien was a drug user and was high on coke, or maybe starting to tweak on a hit of LSD. Or maybe they were smoking weed and forgot where they were going. Perhaps they didn't have Google Maps at that time like us and had to do it the hard way and use a paper one. Here's something. Maybe the alien was just too proud to tell the others they were dyslexic and were just guessing. Or maybe the alien was legally blind and didn't tell the others because they needed the job. How about maybe it was an illegal alien instead of a real one? Or the worst scenario, maybe the alien was a female? Oh, you know what they say about a woman in a car. Anyway, maybe the aliens decided to party and didn't realize they didn't have autopilot? What if they were too busy drinking and holding an orgy? So many questions. So let's keep going. I'm sorry, but did you say something, sir? Well, Mr. Heckler, that was funny, but let me ask you this. How come there's no casinos in Atlantic City where the gamblers can go? Where's Nucky Thompson when you need him? Okay, well, sir, I think my joke was better than yours, but thanks for sharing. Okay, now a last one for you. New Jersey, you're pretty much definitely a different crowd from everybody else in the United States. Do you know why? Drugs! Did you know? I saw this guy waiting on the bus in New Jersey today. He kept looking at his watch and he was obviously anxious. All of a sudden he stepped off the sidewalk to see if the bus was coming and wind up becoming a hood ornament for a Mack truck. You know, if he would have been patient, he could have caught the bus because it pulled right up afterwards. Anyway, I saw this other guy on a telephone pole trying to fix the wire by using a knife. Boy, did he learn the hard way. Another guy was trying to balance himself on a 5-story ledge. Do I really have to finish that joke, New Jersey? How about those Jersey comedians trying to cross the bridge? Oh, you heard that one already. Okay, well, how about I saw this guy with a gun try to outduel 6 cops with guns. Yeah, it was pretty one-sided. Because he got the best of them. Thank you and good night. You are a wonderful crowd tonight, and kudos, New Jersey.
Sponsor for this segment, Larry's Jerk on a Leash Company. Fellow comedians, don't have new material for your set tonight and you're desperate? Well, don't sweat the small spit, because Larry's Jerks on a Leash is the place for you. Yes, for a low price, you can rent your very own jerk with complimentary leash and have a blast walking them around. Once your jerk goes into action, you'll be swarming with new and funny material such as zany accidents on the road and street, hilarious beatdowns in an alley, and even the outrageous insulting conversations from various pedestrians. And as an added bonus, the mini chest cam is free, so you can work on your material after you return your jerk. And yes, we have equal opportunity jerks of both genders, so act now and place an order to get your jerk on a leash today, home slice.
Well, New Jersey, you took those shots pretty good, and let me say, dog, you got heart, and we appreciate you. We hope you took that assault from our comedians also, but now it's time to let you out of the trunk and give you a pass. So, homies, fly honeys and whitey, thank you all for coming out. We'll see you next time and enjoy the rest of your night. I'm English Dope. Good night.
It looks like that stolen bottle of Hennessy has found its way to the trash, and the blunt is nothing but spit and a cigar nub, and that means we're out New Jersey. But the electric assault on the East Coast continues in New York, New York, at the famous Digital Lady Liberty Comedy Pavilion. So check it out, because it's across the bridge. And remember, kick it hardcore, and as always, keep it real, funny with the homies, fly honeys, and whitey, who's dying to dig the Naptown Comedy Show. And comedy is not dead, just the mashed potato. Slang Corner Offline. Comedy.